Hi friends, this is Mangala Pratap and Muralidharan talking from India. Today I'm just going to talk about intercultural communication. Friends, it's quite important to get to know about intercultural communication. We are all living in a world where globalization has become a reality. We are unable to create any sort of changes unless we understand the dynamics of multiple cultures involved in any transition, whether it is a social transition or professional transition or even self-transformation. So every process of change is associated with one's culture. But remember, the very idea of change itself is connected with one's attitude, with one's immediate environment, and above all, it's also to do with one's social and spiritual associations. So a change does not just happen in the mind of an individual. A change happens not just mentally, but also socially, spiritually, etc. That is why we say any change influences every aspect of life, every sphere of life. That is why we say be conscious of the changes that happen in your life. Be an observer of the changes that happen in your life. And that's one of the reasons why we always ask people to empathize with those who suffer a lot. And this is the right time that we have to empathize with those who are suffering in the areas where conflicts happen. And remember, we have absolute responsibility for positive changes happening all over the world. How do we facilitate positive changes? It's again living with absolute calmness, living with quietude, living with ability to transform oneself without intruding the private space of others. This can happen only when you are highly satisfied with who you are and what you do. Friends, any sort of conflict occurs primarily because you're not satisfied with yourself, or you're not happy with yourself, or you don't understand the limitation of your own being. Please remember, you are connected with the infinitude. Hence, your absolute goal is to get connected with the infinitude all the time. You have to get connected with the universal soul. And you should never worry about mundane challenges or mundane realities. See, conflicts arise when we don't empathize with the other person, when we are highly brutish and selfish. And remember, if we respect everyone, every being in this universe, then we understand our planet is one among billions of planets in the universe or in the cosmos. Please understand this. This is one planet among billions of planets in this cosmos. And we are one of the beings, one of the living beings in this planet. And remember, everything in this planet is important. Every being in this planet is important. Our ecosystem ought to be taken care. That is why we say, don't pollute the planet Earth. Revise the kind of attitude you have. Emulate yourself. Revisit your opinions, your belief systems, your patterns of thinking, and endorse an eco-friendly lifestyle. And for that, cultural awareness is essential. You need to be aware of various cultures or people from various cultural antecedents. Understand them. Appreciate them, recognize them, empathize with them, celebrate their successes. When they fail, motivate them to succeed again. Create a social network or a professional network across various strata of your society. That is going to change everything on this earth. You're going to channelize your energies by empowering people, by making people feel good about what they are and what they do. And I'm 100% sure that you would achieve the best. So you need to achieve the best. How would you achieve the best if you don't have a great network across the planet Earth? And remember, you have to be in alignment with every other being. This is being discussed by a great Tamil saint called Vallalar. He talked about a famous penance called Jeeva Karunya Vratam. That is, you have to respect every being in this universe. And it is not just, being oneself. It is all about connecting oneself with the entire universe. And I am sure once you can understand the roots of the cosmic consciousness, flowering in your actions and thoughts and ideas and feelings, and you will blossom as an individual with cosmic consciousness, with an awareness for universal brotherhood. And that is the death of all conflicts. That is the end of all sorts of challenges, because you understand there is nothing called the other in this universe. Everything is in this universe is made for a particular purpose, and we should understand that purpose of being one with the boundless love and that infinite grace. And I'm sure the infinitude of the universal absolute will transform anything and everything that we perceive, experience, and participate in the process of intercultural communication. And the nuances of intercultural communication are all about looking at various kinds of personalities, types of people, and not just that, their emotional background, their professional qualification, their expertise. And at the end of the day, I would always say, you are capable of understanding and respecting various cultures, and I'm sure you would do the best with all that you have. Wish you all success. Have a great time. Enjoy your time. I hope I've tried my best to help you understand the nuances of intercultural communication, and let us respect every culture on the earth. And let us remember, all cultures are equal. And let's also remember, all beings are equal. Let's do the best for this universe. Enjoy your time. Bye-bye. See you. If you want to know more about me, visit me at www.poetmangalapratabhan.blogspot.com. Bye-bye. See you.